Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Or did I have to explain that?
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, everybody. I did a little bit of a weird intro this week because I wanted to get the reaction of my monstrosity that is a papercraft chicken head.
It's weird,
posted
dude.
This week on the Bungie blog.
Hello.
It's weird.
It's a little weird.
How dare you? Earlier on the show, I might have done something a little weird. Here's audio from that moment. Welcome to Fireteam Chat, everybody. This is the dumb thing. So Bungie right now has this stupid chicken that you can make. The glue is still drying.
Should have waited to do this on the beginning. Yeah.
Oh, we're rolling.
Oh, are we?
That's why I wanted to make sure everything was set up before I brought out the chicken.
Okay, I have no
idea. Can we go to the
wide?
What's happening? No, that is, we'll stay on the one.
That's right, amazing, right. Actually. That's awesome.
Go to the wide. There we go.
This is great.
What is that? Where did
this
come from?
This is our guest on the show.
Where did you get this?
Special guest.
I made this.
But from what? How?
Paper.
How? No, I know. Where did you buy it? Or
did you read the weekly update?
Yes, but I did.
I didn't catch. Oh, no. I read the Festival of the Lost update, right?
Yeah.
Is it in there?
So we're doing a weird intro today. Don't forget you watch on IGN first or whatever. But the Festival of the Lost is kicking off. Master Ives has been struck down. And I took the chicken head that they're giving away for free and actually made a paper mache out of it. So if you're listening to the audio, that is the weirdness mache. That is happening.
Oh,
that's what it is.
Man.
Papercraft.
Yeah.
They call
there
it.
You go.
Paper mache.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a very specific.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You're right. You're right.
what
are
we
doing?
Yeah. We have a guest on the show. Make sure you watch the video version. This
otherwise,
week.
None of this makes sense.
Otherwise, exactly. None of it makes sense.
And what are you doing? What are you holding on to inside right now?
Nothing. I made a fist.
Make the fist.
He has an actual baby chicken
no,
inside.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Clenched
yeah.
in his fist.
Yeah. How's the audio? Yeah, I'm ready. Let's
even
do
the
it.
Producer didn't know that we were rolling, apparently.
Stand
Let us know when you're good, Andres.
Why not just keep it under the desk or something?
Well, it's too late.
Yeah.
It's too
I wanted
late.
To at least get this natural reaction. We can actually do a standard intro and everything and shoot this later.
Actually, I'm really impressed.
That's pretty cool.
Fran.
Yeah.
Amanda cut out all the paper things in like 3 minutes.
That's
the
awesome.
VPH on this is through the roof.
The power per hour.
Anyway,
be careful.
The chicken right. will be joining us.
It's
the
a great
entire
job.
Show.
I mean, does it fit as a mask?
So
yeah,
I couldn't
your head
print
is
it out.
Super tiny.
I couldn't print it out to scale. It's more like the Master Chief cat head helmet.
Mm.
Yeah, it just sits as a hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On this week's show, everybody, we're going to be talking about the Festival of the Lost. We're going to be talking about how the expansions are going to be available to everybody once you pick up Forsaken and Iron Banner's Return. It's going to be sort of an old format show. We're just going to go over the topics of the week. And, it's actually a busy week here at IGN.
Yep.
We're in quarter four, right, everybody?
Exactly.
Which means everything is insane.
Reviews.
Q4,
games, blackout hits.
Reviews.
Yeah.
Q4.
Yeah.
AKA launch season.
Yeah.
And, so let's talk about Festival of Lost. We're going to be able to get goofy masks. You can actually buy other ones and do papercraft. This is just 8.5 by 11 paper that I restructured to make the chicken head.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sure they all would really love the details on how you made this extraordinarily high-quality piece of art.
Exactly. You can barely tell.
Yeah. Pretty great. Thanks, Bungie.
Destin's got a
For the audio listeners out there, it looks like maybe a 5-year-old made it.
Thanks, Sean. Let's see yours next week.
Yeah,
oh, I didn't make mine. I would never take a chance at doing something like that on camera.
Anyway, yeah, it's terrible.
I'm impressed, actually. Take some patience.
Yeah. So I have a question for you guys. I'm not that in the Festival of Lost. It's sort of a cheeky, fun thing. Mm-hmm. Are you guys excited for this event?
So I am more excited about this than I have been about any other micro event in Destiny before.
Yeah.
I have on this show said these tend not to be my thing because they don't offer a lot of progression-oriented things.
Yeah.
And as a Destiny player who's really into that, you know, they don't offer too much.
Mm-hmm.
But Halloween is my favorite holiday of the year, and so when something can be spooky and cool and offer something for me to get into, I get really into it. So I'm excited. It seems cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Some of the stuff, let's just go down. We know Master Ives has been struck down and you're going to solve a murder mystery. You can earn a guitar emote. That was notable
to
me.
Heck yeah. Acoustic guitar thing.
I like that one a lot. And here's from the Bungie blog. Players will earn an ephemeral engram every time they fill their XP bar. After achieving the max character level, players will receive this engram in addition to the Steadfast Engram, which effectively awards players double bright engrams for the duration of Festival of Loss. Players may also purchase ephemeral engrams.
Ephemeral, I believe.
Ephemeral. Just ephemeral. Lean into it.
Oh, I was going to give you the official definition. Ephemeral. Lasting for a very short time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. From Tess Everest in the Tower, if they so choose, you can get the masks like the one I created, but in-game, so they look good.
I want that in-game, if I'm being honest.
It's Ralph. It's Ralph the Chicken.
Dude, if I could wear that. Nah. Yeah. I want it to be like Mortal Kombat level quality. Of like it's just a 2D photo that sticks to like your face.
And then, we can actually go into the Haunted Forest, which actually looks like the night version of
Infinite Forest.
Yeah, I always forget the name of Infinite.
There was a little tree of probability.
Yeah.
Where did that come from? Is that the name of a strike?
It's the name of a strike. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I thought you
it's
just
a
made
really
it up.
Long
it's the name of the strike,
strike
that I leave immediately every time
it's
I get
so
it.
Long.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So what's cool is you can get an AR. You have 15 minutes to dive as deep as you can into the Haunted Forest to clear out nightmares lying in wait. Be wary. The deeper you go, the more difficult your job will be.
Which this is a cool mechanic. I like that. Because suddenly there's this like who can get the furthest type thing, right?
So what stuck out to me there is like it is this like somewhat wave-based thing that you just got to get past these challenges as fast as possible. But there's a depth to it, and it had me thinking, how far can you go? Maybe they've somehow have made it infinite, but there's got to be something hidden in there, man. There's got to be something deep enough in that – because they've been doing a pretty good job with it. So I'm excited at you know some of these people that will be out there playing like 60 hours in a row or whatever.
And
find out this secret. So maybe I'm wrong.
Yep. I'm sure it's a ramen recipe. That would be good.
It's like another ticket. It's for ramen, and it's expired, and you're like, oh, my God, again –
it's a ticket. It just says F you. Just kidding. So like that's basically the gist of the event. The area looks cool. Looks like some really, really powerful Dark Knight enemies. Mm-hmm. Excited about
really?
That.
Really? They're working with like Christopher Nolan and the bringing
Batman.
Oh,
show.
Oh my God. I knew the Festival of Loss was going to be cool this year. You'll answer to me.
Swear to me.
I was going
to
say what stuck out to me a little bit too was it runs from October 16th on the Tuesday until November 6th, I believe. But I believe it's not until the October 30th date that this Master Ives quest drops, right?
Iron Banner's the 16th to 23rd. Mm. I don't know about Festival of the Lost.
Who is Master Ives?
No, it's right here. Festival of the Lost begins on Tuesday, October 16th, and concludes on 10 a.m. on Tuesday. Concludes on the 6th. But
November,
yes.
Oh, okay. So Iron Banner is 10/16 to 10/23.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. But the thing that stood out to me was the pursuit of Master Ives' killers will take place through a quest line, which adds a powerful reward for you to earn each week. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how many weeks there could be in here.
Do you remember the quest line where we went into the back alley and got a sparrow?
Well, so here's what stands out to me. It says each week, though, but if it concludes like a week after, I'm not sure. But anyway,
maybe
it says the hunt begins on October 30th. Maybe this quest is permanent, though, once it launches.
Yeah, just make sure you pick it up. It's a good reason to sign up.
So Master Ives is the other Cryptarch?
Yeah, the one nobody ever went to.
Yeah, he's the one at the farm, right?
He was the one.
That was what's her name?
He was the one in the reef.
He's still there.
He was the one in the reef where the Cryptarch wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe.
Not Tess. So who's the one at the farm? Sorry.
Tyra Karn. That's right.
Yeah. She's got a little PTSD I feel bad for, and now nobody visits her.
Every once in a while, like they'll name drop an NPC, and I'm like, who is that?
If you're cool, you go to the farm occasionally.
Well, what's weird is that.
No one goes to the farm.
I was going to say, no. Well, you went to the farm when you wanted to throw snowballs and play soccer at the winter event. So
just all the time.
Duh. It's one of those things where, I hope they actually put something in there for a reason to go to the farm.
That would be, you bring up a good point too. Is the farm getting any love in this? Doesn't sound like it.
No.
They're focused on.
No. Ooh.
Absolutely.
It would be a good utilization of like an NPC space that we haven't done in a while.
That's actually
but it's also it's cumbersome to get to now.
Yeah, but that's the thing is like
you
if you
click
have to
click on
go...
it and load in.
It's on
it's
Earth
not in
and
the directory
like,
anymore.
Like,
it, yeah.
like if you don't know where it is.
You feel like you have to make like some immigration passage of like showing your forms and like they're like, sir, what are you here for? And you're like, well, snowballs and I probably play soccer.
Yeah.
All
how
right.
long will
so
you
just
be
for
here?
Fun
Where's
or
the QOL? You know.
Anyway.
Yeah. Exactly.
But I wouldn't want to have to go there just to see an NPC that's there. Like that would be.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. We're all so lazy. Holy cow!
I like occasionally
the
people
farm
remind
is
me to
boring.
Go to
farm. That's all. I'm
yeah,
saying.
That's fair. But I love it. It's not in the UI
it's
now. It's
now.
A huge
Where is it?
Problem.
Where is it from?
You
got
to go to EDC.
No, it's EDC like
the,
today. Exactly.
Okay. The top right hand corner. And got you.
The only reason I know that is because somebody else told me.
Yeah.
And like
honestly, yeah. I will say that it was the same thing for me with Leviathan. Like I didn't know where Leviathan was anymore because it used to be in the directory.
Though.
Yeah, now it's like you kind of have to find it in the
You guys are right. I'm being a baby. Same. I just don't like going to the farm.
One
There's
extra
like no
layer.
Yeah, it is. But at first, there. Yeah, it's different. No, it's not in the directory anymore because they changed the UI
Yeah, can't in Destiny 3, can't we just have a directory map that just has like 1,000 different planets and nodes? And you have
so
to, like,
you can't find anything.
You sort by alphabetical so find where you're
You actually
going.
Have to hire an astronomer to help you get to where you're going.
Take none of these suggestions, wow. Bungie.
We're all losing it today.
Exactly.
This is great.
All right, so let's talk about something else that's happening in Destiny. I think that's all we've had to say about Festival of Lost.
I want to say one thing, just now I'm taking your space.
Ruined the segue.
Ruined the segue. Yeah, okay. I want to say one thing. What was your favorite thing to get in it? Mine was the ghost. Mine was the ghost, because you didn't ask about any of the cool things in Festival of Lost that you wanted to grind for. The ghost and the skull mask were some of the things that I wanted from Destiny 1, and I never got a chance to get them. So I hope there's some kind of path to get some of those cool
things. I assume there will be. The mask. Great switching. Watch the show this week is good. They had some really good collectible items that were not just like emotes and stuff. I hope that we still get like a weird spooky ghost would be cool. So they didn't say, you know, they're not peeling the wrapper off everything yet.
No, not yet.
Get that pun?
There you go.
Yeah.
What would you
Halloween
like to get?
Candy?
The masks. Sean, you?
I guess the auto rival.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds great. So big news, everybody. On October 16th, if you have the Destiny 2 base game, you can just buy Forsaken and you will get the expansions. They've kind of worked to clarify your progression and
simplify.
Yeah, simplify your progression in Destiny 2 and inclusion of DLC content that you may have missed.
Yeah, I mean, previously, if I still understand how confusing it was before, I mean, it wasn't that bad, but it was like you had to buy Destiny 2 and then buy the expansions before you could buy Forsaken. And now it's like, if you owned Destiny 2 or never did, just buy Destiny 2 and buy Forsaken. And that's the difference, right?
Right.
Is that,
Well, you could buy Forsaken. The issue is that if you didn't buy the other two, you needed to get them. And
No, you can't buy Forsaken without buying Destiny 2 and the expansions.
Yes, right?
you have to.
There's a bundle for that.
But you could, how you bought them was the issue. And, and like what part you wanted to buy.
I mean,
was confusing.
The truth is they're reducing the number of SKUs, if I'm understanding it. So before where you had Destiny 2, a SKU. You have a SKU for Destiny 2, Warmind, and Curse, but also you had a SKU for the Collector's Edition with those. I think they're reducing the overall number to make it simpler.
So if you had Destiny 2 and you didn't buy Warmind or Curse because they were just okay, understandable, now you can just buy Forsaken and you're just going to get those.
Done with it.
Yeah. But if you were one of the people that went ahead and bought it anyway, they do have rewards for you, and those rewards include an emblem, some consumables, two emotes. And I'm going off the top of my head because I didn't write it down for some reason, but some good stuff for those of us that stuck around.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
a shader.
On the blog.
Shader also.
And that's cool. And I think that they did need to do that because there needed to be a little bit of an incentivization for the people who bought it pre this deal. So that makes sense. And that's what I said. Like, people would always ask me, hey, what do I need to get in Forsaken? And it was always super difficult to explain to people. Oh, you know, you had to have the conversation. Well, did you buy a Warmind?
Yeah. Exactly.
Did you buy Osiris?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then you need to buy it. So really enjoy that they're doing this.
I've heard a lot in the comments, too. People are like, why don't you talk about the price? You got to really hammer it to Bungie. I'm like, we did 10 episodes ago.
Yeah.
Because it was super confusing, like pre-launch. Yeah. So like, I didn't want to like beat a dead horse.
Yep.
But this is a concern for the community, and I'm glad Bungie is doing something to sort of clarify it. And I hope people actually like the hey, thanks for supporting us. Here's your collector's
item. Sure. And now that Forsaken, and we always joke, like, Forsaken's good, right? Like, yeah, Forsaken's really good. I still am logging on to play at least a few times a week and just do miscellaneous little things, mostly because of the UI.
Mm-hmm.
bunch of fun activities, but that
UI. That UI, huh?
I do, man. Like,
there's a pull.
There's a pull there. Well, I mean, it's a progression thing. To me, it's all those things that I wanted from Destiny 1. Like, how many kills do I have? Oh, I need to do this in PvP. I could try to grind the strike. Like, there's incentive in everything you do now, and that has not existed in any time in Destiny.
Well, what's interesting, a lot of that was kind of there before, but they put a lot more on the map. But you're right. The UI actually has you kind of like, it's,
yeah.
You log in and you're like, oh man, I just need to do, because before it was hidden.
That's right.
Which was a side effect of it. It was organized, but it was kind of hidden.
Or you needed to find it on the site, and there was not that instant gratification of, oh, I just need to do this, and then I get this emblem. And then you play one more time, and I'm just going to go for this. So there's a background game to everything now.
Yeah. I did just want to summarize.
Go ahead, Brent.
Encourage as well, if you are a collector and want to be in on it, and you haven't played Forsaken yet because you've been busy, you have until prior to October 16th, then you'll receive the Veterans Hunt of the Bundle was what it was called. There's a unique Tiger Stripe shader, the unique Tiger Stripe emblem, as well as the Knife Trick exotic, the Coin Flip exotic. Those are both emotes. And then you get a Consumables Bundle, but that includes the Masterwork.
So that's if you've been on
The core. Masterwork core.
Yeah.
You can get that, that thing was called. I forgot right now, but I never use it.
So basically, what Fran's saying is if you are on the fence about Forsaken and you pick it up before the 16th, you will get these rewards.
Yeah. So
you still don't need to buy the DLCs. Those will be grandfathered in after the 16th.
Yep.
Yeah. So if you want to wait, go do that, but you won't get these rewards. But they are trying to, I think, reduce the people who might be like, wait, I bought those things. And like, hopefully this kind of.
What?
Yeah, exactly. That.
They just get the expansions?
Yeah.
I had to play Osiris and Warbind.
But that was a year ago as well. And so that was my first reaction. I was like, wait, is that worth the, what was it, $30 or $40, whatever we paid for those? I was like, is that? But there's a lot of time that's passed. And the game is
for sure.
They're old now. I mean, there's not as much content worth playing there.
Well, I, for one, am furious. How
dare they?
How do they get away with this?
What if I told you to get a sweet Knife Trick exotic emote, Destiny?
Ooh, I'm in. Never mind. I'm okay.
Yeah,
chicken craft mask.
Yeah, I hope people are
made by a serial killer near you.
That's not nice.
It's terrifying.
Really?
He also has masks like this of our heads that he like cut out of
but
photos.
That's not weird. You guys are my friends.
But they have like different eyes on them, and he puts lipstick on them sometimes. It's really bizarre.
I think you want to look pretty.
They sit above his bed, like above his headboard.
And he makes sounds.
Why do you got to make my mask weird?
And they're like talking to each other.
We're not making it weird, Destin. You made it weird.
It's weird.
I made it.
Get that thing away from me. It's weird. It has like a weird like aura.
Oh, goodness. What's happening?
All right. See.
Anyway, the final segment on today's show.
We're so tired.
Iron Banner is back, everybody. This is one of my favorite events. And check this out. You're going to have double Valor, triple Valor on 10/19 to 23, but double from 10/16 to 19. So if you're grinding out your PvP stuff, this is a great opportunity to do it. And they've made some great adjustments to Iron Banner. So bounty objectives have been updated to the following. So now you don't have to do as much. Go to the wide.
You ruined it. Oh,
Lightbearer, reduce super kills from 20. To 20 from 25, Iron in the Blood reduced match completions to 15 from 30, Shine On reduced orb generation from 50 to 100, or 250 from 100.
That's the hard one.
Iron Victory reduced match wins from 7 to 7 from 10. I don't like how they work.
That one's hard if you suck.
To be precise, this one was a pain in the butt.
That is much needed.
They reduced precision kills to 50 from 100. All in a week's work, reduced kills to 150 from 250.
Yeah. Big reductions for the most part. Everything's been like halved almost, except for a few. 30% reduction in the match wins. Mm-hmm. I can say having done those and for the rewards you were trying to get, it did not feel worth it. Like I gave up on the precise because I was no reason. Like
I got
this
to like 60 and it took so long. I'm just like, I don't care.
Yeah. What weapon do you guys use? I feel like that one's always been pretty easy for me.
Yeah, did you get the precision?
You did 100?
Yeah. Well, I use Ace of Spades. I'm always
hand
cannons.
Hand cannons are pretty good for it, usually. Yeah.
I didn't have Ace of Spades at the time, now that you mention it.
I see.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have that. I think I was using my Duke with Outlaw and Rampage.
Yeah. I like that it's been reduced. I think for the hardcore, it's like, yeah, but it got to the point for me where I'm just like, this is pretty grindy.
You know what you could use too? Malfeasance, because it's got 15 in the mag.
Oh, yeah.
Try that one out? Oh, man.
Well, yeah, because like they fixed it so that I can get it this week, right? Frank, good point.
The shade. Well, see,
thanks,
man,
for the tip.
The shade.
Mr. Holy I ran three matches and got malfeasance.
I like the smile.
Just was recommending a gun to use.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Of course. No, I'm thanking you.
You're welcome.
Because you're reminding us and all the viewers who didn't get it.
That's right.
That you can just easily get it now, and it's
joking.
Not special anymore.
I am joking. I would not use malfeasance for precise kills.
I'm throwing a little shade back at you. That's all. Yeah. So I like that they adjusted the bounties. There's, you're going to be able to purchase stuff direct from the vendor.
Yeah. I should like say the big also thing I love is the valor because it does relate to power drops.
You know,
that's a really good chance to reset your valor, and you get a big drop for that one. It's a huge power engram. So
I was waiting for a power per hour.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not
hour,
totally
that.
Power
per
hour.
Power
per
hour is great on that.
No, it's tripled, Fran. It's you got triple the power per hour.
Yeah, but you got to grind a lot to get that reset. But the point is, that's a good time to get that engram and get it done and do that reset. Well, Valor's not related to any of the reset quests, right?
No.
You got a reset gambit for something, right?
Oh, I think, yeah, one of the weapons.
Yeah. And then competitive. Don't you have to reset for Lunas?
Are you doing the Luna quest?
I haven't
quest?
Yet, but don't you have to reset for not?
I think, you have to do it a few times. Well, for that and Broadsword as well, too. I'm actually grinding through both those.
Anyway.
It's super difficult. But I love long grinds, though.
It doesn't relate to resetting comp, though, but anyway.
Luna's competitive, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and the other ones. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I don't really have anything else to say about this week. It's a light news week. We're going into the holiday season. We're all pretty busy at work. Anything else we want to hit on?
Well, do we like where Iron Banner's at? I mean, it's coming back.
So. I think Iron Banner's really good. I think the adjustments to the bounties is going to put it in a really sweet spot, and that you can purchase these locked roll items from Lord Saladin.
Yeah,
I think that's a positive improvement. What about you, Sean?
For me, the bounties have always just kind of been something I grab before I go in, but I'm never actively pursuing completing them. I'll just play the way I normally play and maybe make a small mental note of, I should probably try and do some more supers if I'm trying to generate orbs.
Do you use the pursue, like where you click on it and track it? Now they're going to add that to three, which thank you.
Like,
that's
there's,
really good.
It's
really
not,
good.
It's not uncommon for me to complete bounties and not know I completed them. They just sit in my inventory completed for a long time.
That's crazy.
So I'm not that type of player. That said, I guess if people don't want it to be as grindy, this is a good change. I on Fran's side, though, like I'm more interested in the double valor and the triple valor, and also the Iron Banner locking mechanism and control. Like, did they announce what mode it was? That's the other thing that I'm interested
usually
in.
Control.
I don't know. I swear to God, I took more notes than this.
But it's other. But there's that's the other thing for me is like I loved the first Iron Banner and its locking mechanism when you get a power play.
Yes.
I think that's a super cool new addition to just the control mode in general. Such that I wish all control was like that now because it incentivizes players to go for three at the expense of maybe losing or overstretching.
But to me,
so I'm just really hoping it's control again.
I like it too. And when you roll as a team, I think max cap speed is like three players per point.
Yeah.
So
were you with us that one night in last Iron Banner? I think you were.
I was, we
went on like maybe a 20 or 25 match win spree.
I did with Illegal and that crew. I don't know if you were rolling with us that time, but
no, it was
it was a long stretch of like we did at least 10 in a row wins.
Yeah, no. So like you, me, Stev, we were all there, and then we had a group of six, and we won.
Yeah,
we won the whole, literally the whole night.
Yeah,
and there maybe about half the times we would.
And you're just cranking through those bounties.
Oh, we would power play them like four or five times in a row, and then they would get mercy. Like it was awesome. It's just like when you have that much synergy and sort of like teamwork, it should feel like you're just dominating,
steamrolling.
And we didn't say it explicitly, but the nice part about the Valor is it counts while you're playing Iron Banner. Iron Banner's not competitive, which that's the real reason it all goes so nice together. You just grind on Banner and keep resetting, and it's awesome that they're doing that.
Did you guys don't forget that power advantages are enabled.
Yes.
Did any of you guys encounter a lower level player?
Yes. I was just like lower level player.
Well, so but at the time I played Iron Banner last time, I was still kind of underleveled, such that, you know, as a Titan, I can shoulder charge someone and it isn't a one hit kill.
Oh,
it would leave just a sliver of health.
Oh, poor you.
And I was like,
poor
this
you.
Is crap. But now I'm like 580 and
I'm
glad down that shoulder charge.
It's back. And I've run into that in Gambit when I'm not. Like, I'll switch to a weapon. And I haven't, like, as people have been going towards 600, I haven't been updating. Say, I have like this really nice sniper. I just wasn't spending the infusion on it.
Yeah.
And I actually ran into a situation where I freaking headshot someone and like, for the most part, it just takes their head off the elegy, and I've never had trouble. But it left this much, and I, at first I could not figure out. I'm like, was he peeking the wall? What happened?
Yeah.
But it left a slip, and I was like, oh, I bet he was like 600.
Oh, I'm 5'10".
And when that happens, actually, and it's cool that it's inbound, it's a cool moment. Even if you're on the other side, you're like, dang, I need to get my power level up. And it gives you something to do, and on the other side, of course, feeling powerful is great.
Yeah.
Taking down a blueberry.
Like inversely.
That's weak. Sure. That's great. Just two tap him maybe or something. But
yeah, I mean, it's pretty unbelievable that Fran got a headshot. But I mean, besides that,
I got to tell you, in all honesty, not a great PvP player. But my aiming's not on point for some reason. I got to change my sensitivity. My sniping lately.
I saw your clip.
I've been getting flick snipes up and down with the elegy, by the way, snapshot and
the year one, right?
Moving target or something on it. I got it. It's re-rolled into Forsaken, so it comes with some nice stuff. But anyway, I'm sniping awesomely lately on PC, which, you know, no aim assist. So I'm happy with that. The rest, horrible.
Mouse and keyboard.
Just bad. So I got to tune up, my sensitivity, but I'm feeling a little better. And in fact, that's why I'm happy Banner's back now. It was one of my complaints, you know, when I had to grind out and get into the raid still and power per hour and all that jazz. I couldn't really spend time just playing Iron Banner and kind of sitting back and practicing. So I'm looking forward to doing that.
You've been streaming more over at FM3 underscore on Twitch, right?
Yeah. I've been super busy this week. They don't give out three character names. IGN was one of the last few grandfathered in. But, you know, maybe I can twist someone's arm out there still. But FM3 underscore, yeah, you can check out those crispy flick snipes with Silicon Aroma. Anyone else got that?
Oh, stop
You
it.
Guys still don't have Silicon Aroma?
No, I don't have anything,
it
dude.
Done. It's a fun gun.
What about you, Steve? How do you feel about Iron Banner? I like it. It's one of my favorite modes.
It is for me, too. It's weird when you actually say that you wish it was for everything. I don't. To me, like, that's what makes Iron Banner special. Like Shaxx's voice versus Saladin's, and then that game mode. The fact that it's 6 now, too. I mean, we don't put a lot of, like, emphasis on that. We played Iron Banner all year 1, and it was 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
it's
6-player Iron Banner now is just so much fun. I mean, well, if you played Iron Banner in year 1.
I did get the sets and I unlocked all the things.
So, yeah. But the progression stuff with the bounties and, like, now they're adding what we were saying to be able to track 3. I log into Forsaken daily just to do a little bit of everything. I find that even now just looking and going to the tower, I'm like, okay, here we go back to tower. I'm actually excited to go and pick up, like, I go here and then I go there. Yeah. And I never had that feeling in Destiny 1, like your Destiny 2 year 1 at all.
How about all the armor drops, guys? Like, I had a full set on my Titan. I'm like, all right, I guess I'll start on my Warlock. Got a full set on my Warlock.
And then my
Hunter is the last one.
I have trouble keeping track of it all.
No, but that's what I'm excited
about.
Nice
it's in the collection now. You can just look at it.
Yeah, it is.
But that's the chase for me. To me, the chase built into the UI has dramatically changed the way I feel about this game. And it is one of those things where I wish that potentially now with the new collections with Forsaken, you could, you know, pull back stuff like with random rolls. Hopefully they find something like that, a solution for it. But I mean, I actually really, really love it.
It tracks it at least.
It does. Yeah, it tracks it.
It'd be too OP though, right?
Well, it depends. If they actually just had some kind of set roll that wasn't random, that was maybe considered a base. So if you just wanted to get it back again.
That's not a random roll, right?
Well, but that's my point.
It was saying at least, like, maybe you're giving up a random roll, but you just want to delete it and have the gun instead of giving it up and be able to.
Because, like, the idea of, like, oh, I once discovered something that had, like, Outlaw and Rampage, and I want to pull that from the collection now, that seems
right. Yeah. But I mean, I don't know about you guys. My vault space is really, really full.
But you got to make the time to figure out what you're going to keep.
Yes, Destiny has always been an inventory game, but I will say I really enjoy it because the way I play PvP and the type of characters and the perks sets I use for PvE are dramatically different. So now with Dim and being able to load them out, it's a part of the game that I really, really missed in year 1, and I'm super excited that it's back.
Yeah. All right. That's everything we have for this week. It's a little bit of a shorter episode. Again, we have just a lot going on in the studio.
I'm tired, man. Like, I've been playing a lot of Forsaken. We've been staying up late, been playing a little Blackout, and then also we're producing, crazy amount of content.
You hear that, guys? Shorter show because CJ's tired.
Tired.
You said I was being a baby.
No, I'm just saying. It's insane the amount of games that are coming out that are on the horizon that we're all actually involved in. And just thinking about trying to play them, there's discussions of, like, game of the year and all that stuff. And I mean, have you guys played there's so many good games in the backlog of stuff that you want to play before the end of the year.
There's just a ton of stuff going on. So on that note, we're actually gonna do the outro. Thank you guys for joining us on this show, and until next time,
Guardians out.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.